Hello, hello, great day, our dear sweet supporters. I'm so glad to be back with you all again on our globally recognized Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingTuff.org Ministries. I want to remind you all that this platform serves as a beacon of insightful discussion,
where we can, it's grounded in faith, of course, and where we can honor our Father. We discuss various topics related to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting a more diverse audience here. So I want to encourage you all to continue to support this podcast and to donate because every little contribution helps. So welcome back to our healing series with none other than the esteemed Stephanie E. Stupid, who helps people feel good enough in their lives through the works of Byron Katie. Welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you, Jewel. I'm so glad to be back. It's been a couple of weeks, and as I said to you just now, it's always so lovely to hear from you and have these conversations. And yeah, as you're saying, if that's what we share and like to talk about helps others on top of it, what a blessing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely love engaging with you. And I mentioned to you offline, guys, that I find her feedback not just insightful, but she's so authentic in what she does. And she really cares about just our growth individually and collectively. So, again, we're so excited to have her back and continue to have her on the podcast for this special healing series. Today's topic is being open to change, which is very timely. I know many of us struggle with that from time to time, but, you know, sometimes it's necessary for our growth, right? What do you think, Stephanie?
Oh, my goodness. It's so necessary, and, and at the same time, it can be so terrifying.
Yes.
It can be so terrifying and so hard to have to go through change and, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I think coming out of that comfort zone for many of us, whether it's leaving our hometown or moving on to the next stage in life as parents, as changing careers, whatever it may be, just sometimes taking that first small step can seem so overwhelming, right? And, but we need to take these small steps, and make it intentional, I think, in my opinion. Even something as small as taking a different route to work or eating something new for lunch. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's actually a very good way of keeping ourselves awake to the beauty of the different things that happen every day. I think that's, what you're saying is just so, there are little things, but it's so spot on, and it actually helps our brain structures, the habitual ways our brain works, to be more open to new things and to taking steps to change. Is if we just real intentionally do small different things in our daily lives, like you said, eat something else for lunch, take a different route to school or to work or wherever you're going, And one of the reasons is that it opens our minds to just being awake in the moment, to actually paying attention. Because when we just do the same thing over and over and over again, we actually stop paying attention to what we're doing. We just get drawn into, thinking about, as you're driving to work, how often do you actually think about being there already, right? What you need to do once you're there. And if you take another route, then you're actually paying attention to where you are in that moment, and you get more comfortable with that again. And it's exciting.
It is exciting. I know sometimes I'm guilty, Stephanie, of having to push myself out of what my comfort zone is, right? Because it's like if I have a favorite meal or if I have a favorite route that I go, I typically would stick to it. And I think over these past few years, I've kind of been forcing myself to, hey, why don't you try that new cultural dish and see if you like it? I mean, I know you know what you like, but you never know. This may be something that you like. And it also helps me to change my perspective, right? Because I think that's something that goes along with being open to change. Some people are so caught up in one perspective that it's hard to even convince them that there's a possibility they could be wrong, right? Or they misinformed. So I think having a different perspective or changing your perspective is also a facet of being open to change. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And it is one of the big things that all of us struggle with, because, you know, who we think we are is made up of, like, what we think we know about ourselves. So mm-hmm. then, you know, and so that is one perspective of looking at ourselves and at looking at the world. And it's a safe perspective, or it's actually not safe in the end, but there's part of us that keeps telling ourselves that, you know, if you just stick with this, you're safe. And that's actually not true. That's one of the ways we keep ourselves stuck in situations. And that's one of the ways we perpetuate fear, including that fear of changing.
When you say this fear, it just reminded me of a time where I feared failure, right? I feared starting a podcast because of the idea that, well, what if it's not successful? What if I fail at it? And that immediately came to mind when you said that, because it's like, you know, now I understand that failure is an opportunity to learn and to ask myself, what can I take away from this experience, if anything at all? And I think that too is being open to a change, right? What do you
think? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it. It's the, and allowing that, I think it's really important also to allow the failure, and, you know, knowing that it is a step forward, but also, and also to when something's not working, because this is part of change, you know, to say, like, this is mm-hmm. it's not working like this, so I'm going to let this go, I'm going to let this die, I'm going to let this piece have failed, and then I'm going to do the next step. And we need to, as I really believe, we need to allow both of that. It's the, you know, the starting something new, allowing ourselves to learn what we can learn, but then also to allow ourselves to mourn and feel the disappointment when it doesn't work.
Yes.
Because that's what we're trying to avoid when we're not, you know, when we're not starting something. It's like, oh, I'll just not, so I don't get hurt again. And when we allow ourselves to feel the hurt, you know, as part of the process of growing up, then we get more comfortable with that, because we, you know, what we find out is that we can bear it. It's actually bearable.
That is so true and so profound, because I think worst case scenario, right? It may not have worked in that particular area, but the experience you gained is priceless, right? Because you can now take that experience and apply it somewhere else that may be where you are a better fit, right? So, and then to the other aspect you said as to mourning the loss of it not working, that's okay too. That's all the process of healing through it, right?
Exactly. Yes, because it is part of what we are as humans. You know, it's not just, it's part of the full range of emotion that we do feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allowing ourselves to be fully, that is part of allowing ourselves to be fully, fully human, you know, fully us in those situations. And
that aspect that you're mentioning of embracing discomfort, because that's, like you said, many of us run from that, and being open to that discomfort that change can bring, and look for the opportunities that that discomfort presents. And I think that's key. I think that's key, and I found that in my growth too, is that, you know what, this is not working. Yes, it's making me uncomfortable, but it allowed me to think outside the box and now take this route to achieve what it is I want to achieve.
Absolutely. Exactly. And I think that's it's at the heart of a lot of the, a lot of the spiritual traditions that will talk about meditation. And I think contemplative prayer is very similar to that as well, is allowing ourselves to just watch that change, just, you know, because when we look at life, at this, you know, this life, this earth, this thing that God's created, this garden that we live in, it's changing all the time, right? It's like there is just no, it's not even an option to not change. Like from, you know, from the cells in our bodies that are like, I think every year or every 2 years or so, like every single cell in the body has been replaced. So we're constantly changing completely. And this idea of that we can hang on to anything is a faulty idea that you know really keeps us at odds with this beautiful creation.
Absolutely. I mean, change is inevitable, and we have to accept that change is possible, change is necessary, and be willing to embrace that, I think is key. And for me, it helped me become more adaptable and flexible. So I would highly recommend just being open to it. Don't just be closed-minded and say, you know, my parents did it this way, their parents did it this way, so it's always going to be this way. I mean, I know there's certain things in life, you know, that, yes, the wisdom is passed down, but the experience is something that is unique to each and every one of us, right?
Absolutely. That is absolutely. There is, it's a saying that someone said to me many years ago, and it's a quote from someone, I don't know who this though, unfortunately, and it's that we're all so individual. There isn't anyone or anything on the planet that is exactly like us. And at the same time, we're as common as much.
We don't even have the same thumbprint, guys. Imagine that. With some people here on this earth, you wonder how many lines can you possibly have on a thumb that wouldn't be identical with someone else. But we are uniquely made by those of you who believe in God, like myself, all praises to him. But to take the time out to make us so unique to me tells me that we should embrace our individual experience and not be jealous or envious of anyone else's experience, but to take on your experience and live it out to the best of your ability and being open to the changes that come with it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the big things, what you're saying there, right? Don't compare. You know, don't measure your life according to what somebody else's life looks like. And that's a big, it's hard, right? It's so hard for us. It's like our whole lives we hear the, you know, the voices of our parents and the voices of society. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like walk outside in the morning wondering what, you know, people think about if we wear this particular outfit. And it's so hard to not compare. So I think it's not about, and so I think it's just also, it's one of the things that we do. And just to realize that and just not take it so seriously. Just notice it.
It is.
And just not take it so seriously.
But so you know something, Stephanie? I just thought of this. From the time we're born, they set these plateaus for us all to reach a certain levels of our growth, right? Are you walking mm-hmm. at this time? Are you talking at this time? And it just mm-hmm. continues from that point on. Did you have kids at this age? Did you have your house
right.
at that age?
Right.
And it you know, you start to compare yourself, oh my goodness, this person has 3 kids, I have 2 kids, I gotta get back on the ball. And you kinda lose yourself in that era of change and growth and not embracing what it is that you as an individual really want to gain out of this experience versus what the expectations that are placed on you to get there.
Yeah, and sometimes it is what we want to gain is the to fulfill others' expectations so that we can be accepted, right?
And yes.
So
yes.
So that is a driver, and you know, and that's okay. It's just that is part of the journey. And, mm-hmm. you know, going back to where we're coming from, talking about the change, it's part of the journey. It's a step. And then uh-huh. it's a realization of like, okay, that's where I did that. And now moving on with the knowledge of myself, with the wisdom that I've gained from this. Like, how well did it work for me? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Which parts of myself did I not listen to because I did that?
Yes.
You know, and what were the good things of it, right? I mean, a lot of us have married young or have got children young because we wanted to please somebody but you know, we've gained things from that. So it's
mm-hmm.
not ever a wrong or a right step. It's just, you know, it's just the path of life. It's that consistent next step and then next step, and every single step is going to be a little different. You know, even if you're not aware of it, it will be that.
Mm-hmm.
So the, mm-hmm. you know, coming back to this change is like, even if you're not aware that every step, every day is a little different, you know,
mm-hmm.
it still is. So the awareness of this change happening, of becoming an author in the way you write your story, that's what adds joy to life. It adds like a sense of, you know, I can do this.
And
you know, and also I am aligned with, you know, you can call it a higher purpose or God's purpose or you know, my soul's purpose, like whatever you want to call it. But
mm-hmm.
it's a feeling of I am aligned with this idea of life, because life doesn't turn back or it's not stagnant. It just moves forward.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. I think and I've referenced my calling. So those of you who follow the podcast, you may have heard me say from time to time that I've answered the call and I've moved towards my calling in life. So absolutely, I agree wholeheartedly. The other change that I embraced along my journey was practicing self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's a little cliche because we hear it all the time, but I don't know if everyone truly embraces it to its full extent or understand the change it can bring in your life. For me, I previously used to give so much of myself to others that it came to my detriment.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really sit down and reflect. Believe it or not, there was a time that I didn't even realize I haven't embraced my favorite color in years. And it wasn't until that time of practicing self-love, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that, like, there's no coral in my house, and coral was my favorite color as a kid growing up, and I just went out and bought some coral pillows, and it just brightened up my entire day. You know, it's little things like that, you know. What
that
do you think,
is beautiful. Steph? Yeah, that is just so beautiful. It is. It is. And I think we are on that journey consistently, you know, to discover more and more of ourselves. And I think that is the journey into God. I think that is, it is the same journey. because God in that way knows that we are so precious, and we are the ones who don't know. You know, there is this, you know, this loving creation, loving consciousness, loving Father. There is this essence that, you know, I think we all carry as well of the knowledge, but we have different, not all of us have access to all of it. And I think calling it self-love is a really important step, absolutely, and a really important piece to keep practicing, because we judge ourselves so harshly a lot of the time. And I think that is one of the great gifts that we get when we follow Jesus or any of the great teachers is to constantly be reminded that we are worthy of this complete love and support of divinity, that we are part of that. And it's huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's just an amazing point as well. When I came to the understanding of realizing how much I'm loved by the Father and how much He has protected me along the way. I mean, if you think about your life from infancy, when you can barely move your neck, and just making it out of that alone is His love. It's Him allowing you to be with someone that will protect you so you can get to that next stage. And then as we grow through adulthood, you think about all the possible ways you could have not made it this far. And God extended that love and that covering over and over again. You just feel this overwhelming sense of warmth, knowing that you're loved in the universe. And if you haven't, please do. Just think about that. You know, out of all the things going on, because, you know, I just had a hurricane come through not too long ago, and I saw not too many people survived it. You know, may they rest in peace. But some of us have, and that's something to be thankful for, and give praise and understand that you are loved. So each day, if you can, take that time out to sit and meditate. If you pray on it, and be grateful and be thankful for if nothing at all, you're loved enough to be here another day. So. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Completely. I am in rapport with that completely. And that is part of what can really help go along with the changes that life brings. To have that center of knowing that you're supported, that, you know, the universe supports you, that God supports you. If that center is strong in you, then, you know, the life can throw way more curveballs and you can take it with more equanimity and gratitude even, right? Because I mean, when we look back, even the things that, you know, as we started talking, even the things that we failed at, or especially often the things that we failed at have really taught us things. So in midst of that change that's not comfortable, to rest in that knowledge that we are taken care of here, and then be able to look at it and go like, okay, this is how it is right now. So how is this helpful? How is this supportive?
Yes. You know, I want to share another, I like to share my personal experiences, because I just hope it resonates with someone who may have had a similar experience and can relate to what we're discussing. But as Stephanie mentioned that, I realized that there's been many times in my life that I've worked on projects with different individuals. And whether it be with family or friends or whomever, but I was always the kind of person that believed well, even though things aren't going well right now with this person, I'm sure there's something else that can be, something else I'm not thinking of outside the box. And I explored different interventions, different options to help kind of get a cohesive group to work together. And, you know, sometimes it was successful, sometimes it wasn't. But I've learned so much through the process that I've met new people and I was able to work with them in different capacities, right? Thinking outside the box and saying, well, maybe we don't work well in this capacity as a group, but on a one-on-one, we seem to be more productive. And that's part of that accepting the change and embracing the knowledge that you can take from the experiences.
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that really quick.
And I hope
that helps some of our listeners realize that it's never a complete failure. It's just a matter of you taking in that experience, that wisdom, and maybe regrouping, reapplying it to a way that will work. And sometimes, you know, you just may not be able to work with that person. And that's okay, too. You know, I'm not saying that everyone's going to fit in the box, but it's just, like I said, once you have that wisdom and you see that same trait come up in someone else, it will resonate and you'll remember, you know what, I don't really work with that kind of characteristic and I'm not going to force a cube in a circle outlining. It's just not going to fit. We're not going to match.
Exactly.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is also realizing that this doesn't fit. You know, we think like, well, what, you know, am I letting that person down? Because now I'm stepping back and I'm saying this isn't working for me. So it makes it easier to look at it in that way that it doesn't fit for that other person either. And we are actually setting them free to, you know, we're not only setting ourselves free to find something better, but we're setting the other person free as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is just a phenomenal way to look at it. Ms. Lubin, you always add such value to these podcasts, and I know we're running into our usual time, but I want to close out with a scripture verse, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So I have here Romans 12, verse 2, and it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So continue to transform your mind. Be open to that change. And hopefully those changes will be good and acceptable to the Most High God. I hope that you all were able to grasp some wisdom, some knowledge, and hopefully some healing from today's podcast. Do you have any closing remarks, Ms. Lubin, you'd like to share?
I love that piece of scripture, that absolutely. And just for me, for myself, the realization is that what our mind isn't always good at is to recognize that God is all-powerful and in everything. So there isn't anything that's not perfect in this creation.
Yes.
It's us that struggle sometimes to recognize it. And that is to our own pain.
Mm-hmm.
So transforming the mind is the work of recognizing the perfection in the creation of God, the perfection in God. In that way, we can, you know, we come closer to that elusive self-love, because we trust that this bigger thing, this bigger entity, this divinity has got it, basically.
That's right. That it's under control some way, somehow, even with our mistakes and imperfections.
Yes. Yes,
I follow you.
Yes.
With that profound statement, I want to thank you, as always, Ms. Lubin, for blessing us with this healing series. I know for myself, each time I go back and I listen to our calls, it does give me a sense of reassurance in my journey that I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And I hope it does the same for those that are following and are thinking about reaching out to you on a one-on-one, because I think it'll be very helpful and transformative, as you can see. Working with her is just phenomenal. God bless you all, and I want to thank you for supporting me, for supporting Ms. Stephanie here, and joining us again in this insightful podcast. And a special thanks to FundraisingCup.org Ministries for sponsoring us. If you wish to make a donation, please contact the charity on 615-205-5657. Your support is greatly appreciated. And as you all know, I'm also a travel agent, so please reach out to me if you need assistance booking your next travel arrangement. With that said, I want to thank you all again for participating in this podcast, and we look forward to discussing our healing series next month. Thank you.
Thank you.